children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I quit? I have a right dick.
And I'm Q. Now comes in the editing part of me.
Team nappy-headed hoes.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch it. It might have, like, disintegrated.
My head itches.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, Jay.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Donnie just fell on the floor. I gotta show it to him.
Oh, man.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Welcome to the Untitled Show. Run away, as Chris said, but you couldn't hear him because I didn't have him pulled up yet.
Now run away.
Run away.
Change this channel.
Just quit downloading if you already have. Delete. Delete. And then do it again.
Don't waste your time.
Hit cancel now.
Save yourself some money.
Money? What?
That's one way to do it.
Hey, that's battery power, man. That's electricity if you're on a laptop.
Especially if you're out in the country. It's going to be like 4 days to download this. So you're going to be like wasting electricity. So like
it took me 3 days just to download the second part.
Good God.
Yeah. 3 hours long.
Oh, with dial-up and you have like 13 kilobytes a second, you ain't doing shit.
Yeah, you're sitting
It was 179 megabytes altogether.
You're
sitting
there.
You come up with the equation to figure that one out.
You're sitting there drooling at your ass crack. I mean, really.
Drooling out your ass crack?
Yeah.
I want to say something, but I just can't.
Drooling out of your ass crack. How do you do something like that?
Why didn't you get the sharks, huh?
Drooling out of your ass crack.
Why is 50 Cent on TV?
Why do
because
you care?
Because he sure as hell ain't worth 75.
Okay. Did you get shot again?
I wouldn't put it
back. You're shot 9 times. 9 times.
9 pounds, like 50 Cent bullet.
He's gonna die and then come back like some of them other rappers.
He's the Antichrist.
He's gonna die, they're gonna recycle him because he's full of lead.
Yeah.
He's Tupac.
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 Tupac. Tupac. I'm gonna that bitch in Jamaica.
We need to come up with some. I'm gonna come up with my new rap name is Compaq. Compaq.
What?
Compaq. That's my new Kumquat. Rap name.
Kumquat.
DJ Kumquat.
Tupac. Kumpac. That's mine. Kumpac.
DJ Rice Dick.
Like a rice dick.
Can somebody congratulate me on making that opening? It's probably the best one we've ever had.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Out of about the 10 that I've made, it's better than the one last week.
We're rude. We're crude.
Oh shit! I got puked.
That would have been awesome.
Your mic would have been like...
Hey, it's not my mic.
Your mic... Well, this mic would have been filthy.
It's Coley's. It's my boss's mic.
He got it. What's that smell?
That's the one he talks
it
into.
It makes me
everyone.
Hungry.
Yeah. Mm. Pull the cover off, be a piece of corn or something, fall out.
It smells like tobacco juice.
Not quite.
Not quite. Chris is frantically pounding away on his laptop over there.
Dude, you got a Dell.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Inspiration.
Inspiron, you dumbass.
Inspirion.
Whatever.
Everybody said it differently.
You're below the Mason-Dixon line. You have to say it the way everybody else does. It's Inspiron.
Inspiron.
It's just like it's all, it's not all Bainy. It's all Benny, bitch.
Like Cairo.
It's Cairo, bitch.
People be going Cairo on the
We're
TV.
Going to Cairo. Where the fuck's Cairo? That's Egypt.
That's Cairo, Egypt.
I didn't know an American was born there.
We're going to Kleemix.
I've never heard that, actually, and I live there.
We're going to Kleemix.
It's pretty funny. You go through Veda to get through to go to Hopeful to get to Climax.
We're going to Adapulgus.
Adipugus.
Adipugus.
I did ask a guy one time, where are you from? Where were you born? L.A.?
Lower Alabama.
You were born in Los Angeles? No, Lower Adipugus.
Oh, I never heard it that way. I've heard Lower Alabama.
I've heard it.
Or Lower Louisiana.
But anyway. Jeez, boy. You didn't have a Pepsi, did you? Bad enough of Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, close enough.
Speaking of Pibb, what about these damn gas prices?
Well, they finally dropped a little bit, at least.
$2.98
most places here.
And
in
Cambridge. It was like $2.08 the day before, $3.08 the day before, and it dropped like 10 cents.
It got as high as $3.15 at some places here.
We're not gonna say who.
Yeah, because we can't.
What?
I can't.
What? You can't. I can't.
I can't talk about anybody anymore.
Bitch place. Now use the first two letters.
Without using the first two letters?
That is the first two letters. Bitch.
Place.
Shush.
Place.
Here's a question for you. Where does a bee go pee?
In a flower?
No. At a BP station, you dumbass.
Ha 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 ha! Oh, I'm gonna fall out. Okay.
Donnie, didn't fall on the floor.
Not that time. Yeah. Oh shit.
Anyway, what are you doing, Chris?
I'm just doing shit with my iPod right now. Just messing around.
We're in the middle of a show and you're bullshitting.
Yeah,
I'm doing a whole.
Well, that's what
of
we
shit.
Do. That's what we do on a show anyway.
I got shit on here for the show, so shut up.
And you see how much I have this week.
You'll see when you want to see what I have on mine.
He's pounding away on a keyboard. It's not even hooked up to a computer.
At least he has a monitor
and a mouse.
See, I have nothing on mine. I about busted your computer.
There is a computer down there.
Oh, there
is.
That's
up.
What I was looking for.
But there's no network line to it.
Then why the hell is it in here? Just to make them look smart?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a prop.
Does it work at all?
It works. It just needs a network card.
Enter. This does not compute. Stop the fuck. Ow.
Wow.
Bitch. Ooh.
Anyway. What do you want to do first? Because I hardly got anything.
You don't have any, like, cool shit about people or anything?
I never get to leave this office. I have nothing on anyone.
Nothing?
I have nothing.
I have something. Driving sucks.
Why does driving suck?
Because this past sometime, I went up to Cordial to see my girlfriend. And driving sucks. Especially when you're paying for gas. So
where's this going?
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't have anything to say, so I just said something.
What about Walgreens? Why do we need a Walgreens?
Exactly. We have
why do we still need a Kmart?
Yeah, really.
Exactly. We have a CVS pharmacy. We have all these little mom-and-pop pharmacy stores. And now here comes this big Walgreens in the middle of a mall parking lot.
It took up like 75% of the damn parking lot.
Yes.
And they're building like... fat. I mean, it's like 2 days and they already get it all the way up on them.
And the smart thing of these people is they're going to take away over half the parking lot in front of the buffet place, which their grand opening, you know, is going to take up half the damn parking lot.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would not want to be on that side of the mall where the Walgreens is because no one will be able to see that you're there.
Yeah, really.
It's like a Walgreens sign. You can't see what's behind it.
Them damn communists are over there behind it, them Chinese things.
Five star Chinese buffet.
It's only got one damn star up there. Shut the fuck up.
No, but it's got a five in the middle of it.
In the middle of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, they just got too lazy to put five stars. Just put five stars.
They ran out of money.
Yeah.
They're out there with a paintbrush. Five.
Yes.
And now they're putting
over 124 items.
And now they're putting some antique store in there.
Really?
As well, yeah.
What? We have like a crap load.
It's a flea market inside of a mall. We are redneck.
Yeah, it basically is.
We are really redneck.
All right, check this. We have one, two. How many Chinese restaurants do we have? Two?
We have. We're gonna have
we
three
have
now.
The Great Wall. We have the one over there by Kmart or whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Kmart, the one that put the meat outside on dumpsters.
Now
yeah.
We're having five star.
Five star. All right, then we have Yuki.
Yuki's Japanese.
Yeah, which is Japanese. We have three Mexican restaurants.
Two.
No, we're going to have three.
Yeah, we're going to have three. They're split. The one guy's splitting his into two different ones.
Yeah.
One out there on 20.
He's taking his time, though.
No. We have three, yeah.
Wow.
So, my house, huh?
I forgot. Never mind. Unless you want to count Taco Bell, does that count?
No.
So it's still three.
We don't have anything like sit down and eat.
Golden Corral.
Zaxby's. That's an okay
sit. It's chicken.
Hey, well,
I'm tired of chicken.
That's all you're going to get around here, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, all you're going to get is...
You're going to get chicken and peanut butter.
burger.
Which yeah, I had burger. For lunch.
Taco Bell. You can eat tacos all damn day long.
Taco.
I could be shitting on myself all day.
Were y'all one of those people that stood outside in a line waiting for Taco Bell to reopen?
No.
God, no.
I was.
My sister
I
was.
Went there like the third day it had reopened and there was no one there.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Everybody went there the first day and realized, damn, it all tastes the same.
It's like, gee, now I realize I didn't miss it.
It's smaller in here than it was before.
It is smaller inside.
Yeah, it is smaller.
At least there aren't gnats and flies in your food.
Yeah, pretty
Yet.
Much. And the other one, it was like, shit, it was nasty, man. You walk in there to sit down, and you're like... Oh, I changed my mind. I'll take it again.
You sit down, you shit, and then shit.
And can I ask you guys something?
They just don't even care.
What is the obsession with fast food places to have the double window drive through and never use the first window?
It makes them look smart. Well, no. What it's made for is actually the
so they can
lunch
cheat
rush.
The timers.
They never
yeah,
use
that
it.
Too.
They
cheat
never
the timers.
Use it. They never use it during the lunch rush either.
Yeah, because like, I've seen Wendy's do this. You'll get to their window. You'll pay. That's who you pull up. Then they'll walk at the door and hand you your food so that you won't be on the like,
That's
path.
Probably the only one that really needs a double window because that's how they do it all the time.
Well, they do it that way so the timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the timer. Cause you know, after a certain time, you're supposed to give them their food free and you get graded on your time.
Well, BK started this, that the timer starts when you start ordering.
Yeah.
Like, not when they say, okay, can I take your order? It's as soon as you say, okay, I'll take a number 7 or whatever, no, that's when the timer starts.
It used to start when your tire would hit that sensor.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And that used to be only at the window, but now it's from when you start ordering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shorter time, too.
You'll be like, ma'am, please hurry. Hang on, please hurry, ma'am.
I went to a Zaxby's in Tallahassee.
Going on 30 seconds.
I went to a Zaxby's in Tallahassee, and you could see the monitor, the clock monitor of the drive-thru, and it had statistics at the bottom. Shortest time, 4 minutes and 29 seconds. Longest time, 13 minutes, 45 seconds.
Damn.
Big difference. What did they order? Like everything.
But you know what the weird thing is? You know what the weird thing is? Normally, long times like that, it's the person after the person that had the big order.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally the longest time. Because you rush the person that orders all the stuff.
Yeah, and then the
so that when the person that barely ordered anything, you're out of food and you have to cook it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the little guy that gets screwed again.
Yeah.
Just like, where was that at? That we had to wait on food. Was that at Art? No, we were.
I got behind the lady one time.
It was somewhere last week.
They had a wait on food.
I thought it was you and me at Arby's.
We went to Arby's? Yeah. After the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Arby's.
Did we have to wait?
A little bit.
Okay, I thought somewhere I went.
Because they didn't know what the hell they were doing with the cheese sticks.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
We got the rest of the food. It's just I had to wait on my damn cheese sticks.
Yeah. The guy like walks out. We have our like shirts on and he's like.
He got pissed.
Yeah. Everybody's sitting there looking at us like...
You have to understand why this guy got pissed. He's of the... I'm not politically correct. The black equation.
I'm African-American.
He has to be politically correct. So, anyway. And our paintball team's name is the Dixie Shots. And our emblem is a Confederate flag in a like a circle.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with racism. We both have Confederate ancestry, and I don't know when I came up with the team. It's just something I was into real big, and it was born, and everybody gets pissed off. But we're a fast-growing team, and we don't give a shit.
No, I'm not. No.
He does, but I don't.
Why would I give a shit?
I don't know. There was a guy out there. He's black, and he claimed that we were picking on him. We shot him more times than anything else. There was one black guy. And he you know, he complained to Will saying, those guys out there with the Confederate flag, they keep shooting me. I think they're racist. He says, are you on the other team? Yes.
Well, no shit.
Well, how do you play? Oh, I like to stand up in the open and run at them. Oh, well, there's your problem.
Well, I didn't know there was a black dude out there.
It was only one he left because he got pissed that we kept shooting.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He had that blue shirt on with blue jeans.
I don't know.
Oh, well, anyway. Bob looks so damn lost right now.
He hasn't said
for the first
like
time. I'm
minutes.
Lost. For the first time, I'm lost. 10 minutes.
It's the true PB.
You haven't really.
Let's go, Bob.
You've been sitting there looking at that damn bobblehead going.
No, I'm checking my email.
Woo!
Damn.
Y'all gonna make me lose?
Let's see. That was that was 27 decibels. Way to go, Donnie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. New record.
Phenomena. Who needs sound bits? Anyway,
we all do.
You want to go ahead and get to what you have there, Chris? Because I got
if
nothing.
You want to, yeah,
go ahead, Chris.
Let's roll.
I can do it.
Go ahead.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I need to
pull it up real quick. Go ahead and talk about something while I pull it up.
He's like, oh, I don't know.
Okay, wow, filler mode. Here we go. We'll go ahead and talk about this. A 27-year-old man has bit his 45-year-old neighbor's ear off during a brawl at a village in southwestern Poland.
Is he Mike Tyson? Is that his name?
The younger...
No, there's a joke to that. Never mind. Keep okay. going.
I'm a fighter. The younger man, who apparently started the fight, could face 10 years in jail.
For biting an ear off. Dogs do that all the time.
During the fight, the younger man knocked the older man to the ground and bit off a chunk of his right ear before going after the left ear.
You thought that hurt. How about your other one?
The injured man was rushed to a hospital, but doctors could not do much since nobody brought the missing chunk of ear.
Bitch ate this shit.
Come on. Nine. Tastes like chicken.
Damn. You thought that ear hurt. Let me get your other one.
Yes. I'm a fighter.
I'm a brawler.
You're a fighter.
I'm gonna fuck you till you love me.
Okay, I need a piece of paper and a pencil or something. I gotta keep score for you two dumbasses.
Yeah. You wouldn't need something.
Look at the little piece of shit thing he gives me.
It's a fortune.
Good beginning is half done. What the That's what it says.
Good beginning.
He what? Wrote in an accent. Good beginning is half done.
What a fortune.
That sounds Indian.
I am so proud of myself.
Can you write on it?
Yeah.
Bob.
It's already been written all over the back of. Don't read any of it.
Action.
No.
That's where I work.
It don't matter.
Yeah, really.
I don't think I want to be associated with this show.
What's the deal with it? Why is my name workplace?
I don't know.
On there. Okay, I don't care. Continue.
Anyway.
You want a different color to change it up? There's you a blue one. You want a blue one.
One? I might get them color crossed. All right. What we're about to do here...
It's something really stupid, but we want to waste some time.
...is to see which one of you two dumbasses are smarter. So, the game is called Who's Smarter Than a Dumbass? And the loser will be considered a dumbass.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Y'all ready for this?
I meant to get the theme music.
Question numero uno. Yeah, I had some background music, but it won't play. So.
Oh well.
So how do we buzz in?
You don't. I asked a question, and
we go ding.
Well, anybody got a coin? We gotta do this with a coin first. See who answers the question first this
time. Me.
No me.
And since Donnie gave me the penny, he gets to go first.
Hell yeah,
I get to keep
you
it
the penny.
No, what we should do is we should get some pieces of paper. We should write down our answers.
Would you rather do it that way?
Yeah, let's do it that way. You guys just talk, I'll get the paper.
Okay. No, where's paper
well,
at?
I try to get this damn thing going. Well, here's a piece of paper.
I need a soda water.
I don't need shit.
Bring me a soda.
Why the hell ain't this background music playing?
You're on your own, let me get me a soda.
Okay. So, everybody listening in, you're stuck with my ass. Thank you. While I try to figure out why the hell this damn thing ain't playing. You little bastard. Give me a drink.
Bernie, give some money.
I'll try to find some. I don't think I got a dollar. I think I got like a five. Gosh. I got paid. I got a dollar. The usual.
We're in the middle of recording.
What's the usual?
Melly, yellow, Mountain Dew, whatever the hell it is. Anything.
We're in the middle of recording and they're going to get soda.
Or green.
Yeah.
I get up to go get paper and pen for this wonderful
quiz
thing that we're going to be doing.
All right.
And he leaves. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
No, it's are you smarter than a dumbass?
Are you smarter than a dumbass?
You have to get it right, man. You have to get it right. Play, damn it. This damn thing won't play, I swear. I don't know what the hell's the problem.
Are you sure it's the operator?
I have the thing all the way up on full blast and it ain't playing.
Do you have something plugged in a headphone port?
No.
Wow, this is riveting here. Oh, yeah.
And he gave me back my change. Yes.
Wow.
I'm an honest man.
Says who?
Anyway.
Says who?
Fuck it. And it's playing. It's just... Anyway. All right, y'all ready for this?
No, man. I'm not in school anymore.
We got to write down our answers so that we don't get the same answer.
All right, this will be done in two phases.
Two phases?
Each time it gets harder and harder. There may be more phases, but I'm not telling you about them.
I will put music behind this in post. I'll put, like, match game music or something.
Okay. Since I can't get my shit to work.
Yeah.
I had some pretty cool music, too. I'll get it working for next time. All right. Are y'all prepared?
Am I good enough? Donnie Doolittle. Get the sign
on the top left-hand side of your paper, write your last and first name in that order.
What if you don't have a last name?
And you're fucked.
Donnie.
I'm just Bob.
Okay. Question numero uno.
Littles.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Question number one. No cheating.
No looking at my paper.
All right.
Is this multiple choice?
No.
No. Some of them are actually. Okay. Others are not. Okay.
Some of them are multiple choice.
I will tell you when the multiple choice before I ask you the question.
Damn it.
Or I'll just go straight into A, B, C, D, whatever. Okay. Question number one.
Do we have any lifelines?
No. No lifelines.
No double.
Unless somebody feels like calling in, sure, call in.
No double chance?
No double chances. Here. All right. Y'all ready?
Let me get my kindergarten teacher on hold.
You might need her.
Wow. Right.
The average American, which for this quiz, it'll be between the ages of 25 to 45, okay?
Oh, we're fucked.
No, listen. The average American has one of these per year. Write it down.
Has one of these per year.
Yes. The average American has one of these per year. Not per lifetime, not per month. And we're talking about both male, female, black, white.
At least one or only one?
At least one of these per year.
Okay, I got my answer now.
Okay. Donnie, you got yours?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Y'all can talk it out and shit. I mean, I don't y'all
yeah,
can just
you have
write
your
it
answer written down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say my answer first before you say the answer. Okay. Vowel movement.
No.
Tax return.
No.
My actual answer.
That's not the answer, actually. It might be a true answer, but that's not the answer we're talking about here.
The actual answer I wrote down was cold.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, you can have more of this. But anyway, the right answer is nightmare. The average American only has one nightmare, or at least
that's
one nightmare.
Say.
Has at least one nightmare per year.
I have not had a nightmare in years.
That I
have, and you were in it.
It's
all right.
It's going to get me.
Wow, this is going.
Question numero five. Question numero five. That's number two.
Whatever you just said.
Svi two.
How many dumbasses would know that you have a nightmare?
Hey, it's the quiz. Shut the fuck up.
Gotta put an X by it.
Yeah, you gotta put an X by it. All
right. And if you get it right, don't put nothing beside it.
That's right. I don't want a check. I don't want an X. I don't want anything. I don't want it circled.
Don't
Otherwise,
circle.
It'll be marked wrong.
Because an X can look like a check. How it's got two lines
it
going
can.
Through it.
All right, question number two. The average car weighs this much. Now, we're talking about a sedan, okay? Donnie should know this one.
Okay, Donnie, what's your
answer? I will give you a range, okay?
No, don't give us any range. No, don't.
Oh, it has to be exact?
It has to be exact.
Well, they gave me a range.
About 2 tons.
About okay.
2 tons. My aunt's Rosie O'Donnell.
Bob wins.
Yes.
Woo! He's closer.
Actually.
No, I say 1 ton.
1 ton?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2.
Well, duh. It's always between 1 and 2. You can't.
Okay. I'll say 1.2 tons.
1.2?
Yeah.
Okay.
1.5.
This thing says between 1,500 and 21,000 pounds.
Donnie gets it. He's closer.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's 1-0.
Okay. Did you not put an X next to it?
It's celebratory.
All right. You got to put an X next to yours.
Question. Yeah, you better. Question number three. This computer is the most bought PC, not Mac, in the United States.
Dude, you got a deal.
Go ahead.
I'm saying compact.
Dude, you got a deal.
You think Dell?
Yeah, sure.
And you think Tom Compact?
I've been seeing them all over Walmart.
And you got a Toshiba or whatever.
You said PC. Toshiba makes laptops. You said PCs.
Yeah, PC.
Dell.
Okay, no.
Our Walmart brand.
That's Compact.
HP.
Oh,
HP.
HP owns Compact.
Well, HP. It says HP. It doesn't say Compact. It says HP.
Damn it!
Okay.
This is going nowhere fast.
Yeah. Question number three.
People are hitting cancel.
That was three.
People are hitting cancel right now,
four.
But they don't realize.
Four. Question number four. You don't question me. If there's another three, you put down another goddamn three. put 3A or something. You understand me?
3A.
3X.
Okay.
Three was an X because it was wrong. Dude, you got a deal.
Just ask the damn question.
The average American male has one of these, in which a female does not, but it is the least used thing on his body.
Rib.
Wow, I don't know.
You want me to say it again so you can understand it?
Yeah, say it again, please.
The average American male,
left
not
testicle,
has one of these in which the female does not,
left testicle,
but is the least used thing on his body. And no, it's not brain. Sorry.
Crap. I was actually writing that down.
Now, this could be anything from clothing that we wear and females don't. It could be a body part. It could be something as simple as headphones, for instance.
Okay, I got my answer.
Okay.
Jockstrap.
Donnie.
A rib?
No, all of us have ribs.
One, I know. We have one more rib.
No, we have one less.
Oh, yes, right, Shane.
You lost out that one. Sorry, yeah, you lost.
I fucked that up.
And what did you say, Bob?
Jockey strap.
I said jockstrap.
Okay. Sorry. No.
Damn.
That is true.
Yeah, it is true.
We hardly.
And it's
used.
Not used.
We don't need the jockstrap. We just need the cup.
Yeah, that's true.
Right,
yeah.
Testicle.
It's useless.
No.
What?
The average American male will actually use his erection less.
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Where are you getting these questions from?
Yeah, for real.
I don't know. But anyway.
Average American.
They must be surveying people from China because they can't realize when they have erections. They're so damn tiny. Like, I have a rice stick.
Is it hard?
It's something. Definitely something.
What are you doing, Michael?
Is it in?
Okay. Number five. I hope it's five. Okay.
Sure.
Yes. This is the most bought soft drink in the United States.
Coke
what
home.
Is it?
The most bought soft drink in the United
most
States?
Most bought soft drink in the United States.
Dew water. Really, dew water.
Bob.
Happy crack.
That was so funny, dude.
The most bought soda, I'd have to say... I'm actually thinking, and it hurts, Coca-Cola.
Donnie?
Dew water.
What the hell is Dew water?
Mountain Dew.
Oh.
No shit!
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, what the hell?
Fuck yeah!
It even outdoes Coca-Cola.
I rarely drink Mountain Dew.
I hate Mountain Dew.
I know a lot of people that drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew in general, Diet, regular.
Well, fuck!
That, you got it. Hey, you're the dumbass here. Okay, let's hear the score so far. That's five questions. Let's hear the score, Donnie.
I got two.
Bob?
I got a half because Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I'll give him a half for that one. He gets half a point.
For a genius factor. Thinking outside the box.
This is phase number two.
Phase number... Oh, crap.
Okay, now this is going to have to
draw
do...
Draw a line on your
So paper. This is going to have to do with geographics. Which consider
start a new column on your paper.
Yeah. So I'll tell you whether it's just U.S. or, you know,
we've been recording for 30 minutes.
I know, it's cool.
Jeez.
All right, question number one with phase two. This name. Wait, that's phase three. Never mind. Okay, number one. What state is closest to China?
Okay.
By miles and a straight line distance, what state is closest to China?
Okay. You go first, Donnie, because you're in the lead.
Hawaii.
Bob.
Because I need to catch up, I'm going to say Hawaii.
Hawaii. You didn't catch up. You're staying there.
Exact same. You should have said
one and a half. Woo! All
right. This has to do with worldwide geographics, okay?
Oh, shit.
We're fucked.
I barely know outside Georgia.
What country in Europe only touches one other country but is not landlocked?
Huh? Saudi Arabia?
France!
France touches a whole bunch.
No, it doesn't.
Italy.
Yes, it does.
Italy.
One coast?
Italy.
This country only touches one other country but is not landlocked.
Oh, Great Britain.
It touches another country.
It touches Scotland, man.
It's like, yeah, my country's inside your country.
Italy. Italy. I'm saying Italy.
It touches one other country.
Italy.
Yes.
Italy.
Which means it touches inside. One country.
No, it doesn't.
It's landlocked, but it means it's inside another country.
Italy.
Italy. Land, it's not,
it's not landlocked.
Italy. It means it touches
it's
the ocean.
It's not.
It's Italy.
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 Italy. Italy.
Yeah.
Italy.
Okay, that's one answer, but what's the other one? There's two of them.
There's,
you said one.
You said one.
I know. There's two. There's two possible answers. It's Portugal or Italy.
There ain't no way we're getting that.
It's Portugal only touches Spain. Spain. It's the lower left part.
So our choices is what?
Italy or Spain.
Italy or Spain were the two choices.
I'm going to say Spain.
Huh? You want a beer?
I mean, not Spain, Portugal.
No, Portugal.
They're both. That was the two possible answers.
Oh.
They're both, yes, they're both true.
Oh, wow, so I got two and a half. He's got, what do you have now, Donnie?
One, two, three, four.
Four to my two and a half. Jeez, he is.
Wow, Donnie's
okay. Beating me.
Kicking ass, man.
Okay.
I'm thinking of joke answers to try to make this interesting. What? He's actually giving the right answers.
The first American flag had this many stars for this many states. The first American flag had
13.
This many stars for this many states.
I bet it was one.
13.
It can't be 13. No way they're going to make it that easy. 13 colonies.
13.
Well, Hawaii was really easy, but you weren't in here for that.
Would y'all write it down, damn it?
I'll go 13.
I haven't written down the past three answers.
How are you keeping score?
Memory.
It's easy. Yeah.
Wait, you're just coming up these off the top of your head?
No, I had it, but it shut down.
13.
I have to reboot it up every now and then.
That was nasty.
13. 13.
We're all going 13.
Okay.
We're both going 13.
All right. Listen to the question. The first American flag had this many stars for this many states. Only one star for every state, you dumbass. Both y'all are wrong. The first American flag had 13 stars, but one star for every state.
That's a trick!
Yes, it was.
Hang on.
The first American flag had this many stars for this many states.
13.
Had one star for that state.
But it could mean both ways.
It had one star for 13 states.
It's supposed to be a trick question.
One star for each state.
Yes. Yeah. At the first one had 13 stars, but the correct answer is one star for every state.
He tried throwing it, but he couldn't pick it up.
I wasn't going to throw it.
Okay.
You're giggling.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. What question is that one?
At least it works.
What question was that one?
What
question number was that one?
Three.
That was three.
Okay, number four.
Number four, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Describe the Canadian flag.
It's got a leaf. This, shut up. It's,
Here, I'll draw it.
You want to draw it?
Yeah.
I drew it.
I want to see colors now.
Well, what the hell? Red. R-E-D. White. Red. There we go. They got a good beer, man.
What the fuck?
That's what I got, see?
Leaf.
That's
kind of,
I just drew a scribble for
okay.
my leaf.
What kind of leaf is it?
A maple leaf.
Maple, yeah.
Okay, both y'all get it.
Yeah!
3.5. Woo!
12.
Okay. He's so proud of that half. Okay.
And that half was Rosie O'Donnell.
Here's one. In Canada, they speak two languages.
I couldn't hear the question because dumbass over here.
In Canada, they speak two languages. What are the two national languages of Canada?
English and French.
Exact. English and French.
Okay, both y'all get that one.
Jeez. So you're trying to catch up to me now,
four
bitch.
And a half. Six.
Four and a half.
One, yeah. Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven? That's just seven.
Okay, here's one.
Seven.
Oh, wait, 5.5.
No, that's right. Yeah, we both got the 13.
Yeah, 4.5
then.
Yeah. Because I'm 2 behind you. Well, 1.5 behind you.
I got 6.
6? 6. 5.5? 4? 4.5? Okay. So it's 6 to 4.5. Good job, Donnie.
Oh, you passed. All right,
next question, please, God.
What is the largest continent?
That's it?
That does not have ice on it.
South America.
Greenland's a country. Greenland has ice, and Iceland is green. What is the largest continent that does not have ice on it?
South America.
Yeah, so I'm saying South America too.
All right, let's talk this over, okay? Antarctica automatically gets knocked out, right?
Ow. Nipple shot. Left nipple shot. So why do we have to talk about this?
Because I want people to understand this. People are probably sitting there saying, Asia. Asia has ice. Russia is covered in ice.
You missed.
Okay, North America has ice. Okay? So that leaves you South America. Well, Europe has ice too. South America, Africa, and Australia. What the hell?
South America has no ice. It's too damn hot.
That's right. South America, Africa, not Antarctica, but Australia. That fucked up country. Okay. So both of y'all say South America, right?
The one with the dingo.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, sure. But it's
fuck.
Africa.
Yeah. Africa, yeah.
Yes.
Shit. 4.5. 6. The next question.
All right.
Oh, man, I fucked that up.
Africa.
G.I. Joe.
Download the show and find out.
Yeah, really? Okay. How about this one? Since this quiz really ain't doing nothing, this one be for all the marbles. Cool.
This one question is it? This is it?
Yeah. This will be for all the marbles. Okay. This is worth 4 points.
4 points.
Wait, how many do you need to win?
I need 1.5. I need 2 to win. That'd give me 6.5 to his 6.
Okay, this is worth 2 points.
And a secret ballot. No, and Chris has to read all.
Yes, I'll read them. Nobody peeks. Okay.
We have to handle
okay,
my answers.
Okay, this is the major thing. Okay. There is an acronym.
What the fuck?
I hate acronyms.
There is an acronym that stands for each planet in the solar system.
Oh, you bastard.
What is that acronym, and which planet is for each letter? This is before Pluto got shoved out, so.
What, that you have no nuts? What is really sad, Thomas?
Did our Windows 90...
I give up. Fuck it. I don't care.
You don't...
...is faster than our XP computers. They're like 20 million times more better.
I think there's 2 of them. I give up.
There actually is 2.
Fuck it.
What?
I don't care.
Don't read it until you get Donnie's.
I'm reading it anyway.
Just take a peek at it.
I might just give it to you. What the hell?
you'll get it in a minute. We're waiting on Donnie.
Hang on, I gotta get done with mine.
I think that should give me 4 points right there. Oh, callback? Anyone? Will you hurry the hell up, Donnie? I want to laugh.
So does everybody else.
Everyone's like, what the hell are those crackheads laughing at?
Oh, I would tell you.
In a minute. Woo. Hurry up, I gotta get you home and watch the race.
Alright.
Donnie's what? Answer is?
My... You're gonna have to read this, dude.
My very erotic mother never had a penis. Isn't
Okay, that's very funny, too. I won't use that as a sound clip for the next intro, no.
The funny thing, it kind of goes along with it.
It's pretty close.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Neptune.
Pluto. I kind of missed a couple.
I don't know where Jupiter is.
I just kind of threw them together to make it work.
It almost worked, actually. Yeah. It's pretty close. Okay.
Now for my answer.
That's wrong, by the way.
Oh, well, no shit.
I'm actually going to give the points to Bob for this.
For creativity?
Yes.
My answer is...
Why are y'all laughing? You haven't told me yet.
His answer is Rosie O'Donnell. What are them things running down here?
Saturn and Earth.
That is close.
You get the points. Fuck what the true answer is. You get the points.
I don't know what the true answer is.
What is the true answer?
I can't
answer?
Pull it up now. I had it.
My
I can't
very...
Something. It's something. My very something mother. I can't remember the rest of it.
Wow, that was going nowhere, but the payoff was way worth it.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Oh, man. That was good.
Oh, damn, it's good.
News.
Jeez. I want to ask you questions real quick here.
Okay.
Using the Fox 49, using the Fox website for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Let's see. What is the largest South America country by area?
Brazil.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. I seen that. She missed it.
Inca civilizations were concentrated on what continent?
Inca.
I-N-C-A.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Continent.
Oh.
South America.
North America.
You say North
America. Wait. North America encompasses Mexico, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so North America.
Yeah.
Now, remember, you do have cheats you can use.
What cheats?
Let's ask the fifth
grader. Peek, the copy, and the save.
I want the copy.
You want the copy?
I want the copy.
Okay, let's click on copy. Copy. South America.
Bastards. That's not a real answer.
South America.
Asshole.
I thought I was good.
A heptagon is a shape with how many sides?
Fünf.
Hang on. Hexagon.
Eight. If you know German, you know what I'm saying. Fünf. Five.
Eight. Sure. Four.
That's an octagon.
I don't give a damn.
Hexagon. Hex. I'm five. Four.
Dude, we haven't been in school in like years.
A year.
It feels exactly. Like you, it feels, a year, actually.
It feels like years.
A year and a week.
Yeah. Okay, what's the real answer?
I don't know.
What? It's five.
It was seven.
What?
Seven.
Assholes.
I was closer.
Emma.
And you were making fun of me.
Here we go.
I know.
Hey, Emma has 2 yardsticks and a 12-inch ruler.
What are we measuring with that?
My penis.
Yeah, right. Six. You don't even need a 12-inch ruler for that one.
She laid them end-to-end in a line. How long is the line?
In feet, meters, or what?
In feet.
In feet? Is it meter sticks or yard sticks?
It was 2 yardsticks and a 12-inch ruler.
7 feet.
Sure.
7 feet. True or false, the ostrich
asshole.
Is the fastest... True or false, the ostrich is the fastest bird on foot.
True.
True.
Roadrunner.
Correct.
Yeah, it even beats the Roadrunner.
True or false? The Earth's moon gives off its own light.
False!
That's false.
I saw that one on TV. That
correct.
One, it's a reflection.
Yeah, that one was like...
How long is one regular...
You had to think about it.
Yeah.
How long is one regular term for a U.S. representative?
Which representative?
U.S. representative.
2 years.
Okay,
2 years.
Correct.
Now, yeah! She missed that one, too.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Congratulations, you are smarter than a fifth grader.
See, it helps that we watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She goes, 5 years?
Okay, president has four or five.
Them little kids are like, fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
I'm going to go sign up to be one of the fifth graders. You heard they're looking for a new badge, right?
Yeah, they want to change him out every couple of weeks.
They want to actually change him out every year.
Chris be like, I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
Be like Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to Pascal.
Playboy tycoon Hugh Hefner is planning to have a facelift.
What?
And
Hugh Hefner?
He doesn't need a facelift. Yeah, he owns Playboy.
And insists it's perfectly acceptable for men to undergo cosmetic surgery.
So what you're trying to tell me is his wiener ain't real.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 81-year-old admits he has already gone under the surgeon's knife for a neck tuck and a new set of teeth. And
Bitch had to get rid of that turkey throat.
Gobble, gobble.
The man has it made. The girls really don't care what the hell he looks like. So what the hell does all this have to do with him?
He refuses to rule out further surgery in pursuit of his youth.
Youth my
ass. He's going to die like next year.
He says, I'm thinking of having a little facelift. There's nothing wrong with plastic surgery. I think it's absolutely fine for men. I've already had teeth implants and a few years ago a neck tuck. We are dealing with a whole different set of things physically now because we live so much longer.
He doesn't look longer. That bad.
Longer?
He doesn't I'm just look reading the story.
Okay. He doesn't look 80 years old to start with.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He looks... 50, 60, yeah.
He looks even younger than that.
There's no sense in going and getting a facelift, dude. He can get all the pussy he wants.
He has three girlfriends. Yeah. Three freaking girlfriends.
He wants to marry one of them.
And yeah, he's kicking the other ones out.
No, he's going to keep them in the
How do you choose?
Out of them three? I don't know.
Who's got the tightest pussy?
None of them.
Oh, yeah.
No, if I was you, Hefner, I'd be saying, who's got the tightest asshole? Wow.
He'd be like, that's too far. that's close.
By the way, he's using his arm.
There we go.
Reeves, please bring me my plastic wiffle ball bat.
Not the holy one.
Have you all seen that show, The Girls Next Door?
Oh god, they're idiots.
I know, all three of them are just totally stupid. There's one of them that's actually okay, but the others are just stupid.
They must be good lays because they're good for nothing else.
I don't see how he can get it up. Even around them, him.
I haven't seen that. Yeah. What's it about?
It's about his three girlfriends and...
Oh, you and afterwards. Okay. Next time. Ugh. Why searching?
Teen Scott smoking oregano.
Oregano?
What the hell?
That's sprinkle stuff.
Yeah.
Two teens were left with a trespassing warning after they tried unsuccessfully to smoke a bag of oregano atop a Piggly Wiggy.
Piggly Wiggy.
You're
not from around here, are you, boy?
The 14 and 15-year-old boys thought they had a bag of marijuana when they were atop the supermarket.
That's believable, actually.
Security guard. The security guard called the sheriff's office after he saw one of the boys quickly stuff a bag into his pocket. The green leafy substance inside the bag turned out to be oregano, and one of the boys said he got it from a guy he knew, quote unquote. And they had unsuccessfully tried to smoke it. The boys were later released to their parents.
Dude,
genius.
Smells like something I've smelled before.
My mom cooks with this. She cooks with marijuana? Yeah.
Brownies.
No I wonder think it is marijuana.
No wonder I always like eating spaghetti.
Crack.
Mom sues coach for bad coaching.
We can do that? Well, you can do that. You can sue anybody today. Hey, that means we could have sued our old coach.
Oh, yeah. That year I destroyed my finger.
Yeah.
I fucked my hand up that year. I couldn't play. I was sitting there like...
That was funny, actually.
Wouldn't it be weird if you could sue a teacher for failing you?
You probably can.
You probably get away
you
with it.
You can sue anybody for anything nowadays.
Yeah. Well, a New York mother
so
is
don't
suing...
Sue us.
A New York mother... Wow. A New York mother is suing her son's baseball coach for not teaching him to properly slide into a base.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
The lawsuit stems.
How do you not slide into a bank?
You go head first, like
you can.
Paris does
Pete
on
Rose.
You can do like Ty Cobb, just kick him in the shin in the way in.
Sharpen your cleats.
Yeah, sharpen
cleats up. Yeah,
which is illegal.
The lawsuit stems from an episode.
It was an accident, damn it! It was in the way. That hurt my throat.
The lawsuit stems from.
I'm related to him. Go ahead.
The lawsuit.
Bob's an asshole. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The lawsuit stems from episode 3 years ago with a woman's son.
You can go download. Delete.
Are you really related to Zaza?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
I wouldn't be bragging.
Why?
I don't know.
He's a baseball tycoon.
Well, he was.
Well, the hell's a tycoon?
The keyword was.
He's a dead bastard now.
The lawsuit stems from episode 3 years ago when the woman's son, Martin, attempted to slide onto a base and suffered serious body injury.
Martin.
That resulted in.
What kind of name is
wasn't
Martin?
Wasn't that a sitcom show?
Yeah.
Martin.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence.
That resulted in permanent scarring and disability, according to the suit she filed in Staten Island Supreme Court.
Okay, that makes more sense. Than just not properly yeah. teaching him to slide.
The New York Post reported that the woman is saying her son was encouraged by his coach to run to first base to second. Where the injury allegedly occurred. The lawsuit did not specify the dollar amount the coach is being sued for. News of the lawsuit shocked the little the local Little League community, with some parents calling the action frivolous and unnecessary.
It is.
Thank you.
I mean, what if he taught the kid? The kid's just saying, oh, I never taught. He never taught me. And then, just because he fucked up.
Wait a minute. Here we go. The defense may give its final rebuttal. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is not this coach's fault that he cannot slide into first base. The boy was, honestly, an idiot.
Just like Bob.
With no skills.
Just like Bob.
And the coach was forced to take him due to Little League rules.
And that's Bob.
I rest my case.
That's the only reason Bob got to do anything in high school.
Damn, Skippy. I still haven't been able to sleep with a girl.
You still haven't?
Nope.
Same time. That was bad.
I'm starting to worry about us, man.
We're going to get you laid, man.
Please. Call Rebecca.
Shit.
You still have...
No, I'm messing. I'm
dude, she lost weight.
And yes, yeah, and I almost got arrested hanging out with her.
What'd she do now?
Some girl attacked her in the Walmart parking lot.
I heard about her?
You beat her ass in the Walmart parking lot.
And she bit the other girl.
She bit her?
I was there. I had to pull them apart. And the boyfriend of the girl that attacked Rebecca threatened to kick my ass. And it was like...
What?
Control your girl.
She's beating
you. You're going to kick your ass. Why? Because you're the...
Just saved your girl.
And the next day, I get into a car accident where my truck flips. I almost die. And I call Rebecca that night, and all she's worried about is some like cut on the inside of her lip. Mm-hmm. And I almost died.
That's Rebecca for you.
She's like, I almost died yesterday. Well, I got a car wreck. Well, I almost died yesterday.
You were fighting the parking lot.
I saw her yesterday at a Harvey's and I almost ran her over. I really did. I was like,
You don't know how many times I almost hit her over there in senior row. It was funny.
There was one year where I totally, not one year, but one time I totally ignored her. I saw her at Walmart and I ignored that she was there. She was trying to talk to me and I just didn't, I didn't acknowledge her.
She follows me. God forbid you go in a store and she's there and she sees you.
If she notices you, she doesn't want you to walk away from her.
I swear. Yeah, man, because I'll be like, oh, fuck. And I start like hard to hide. This shit was so cool. Dude.
See, we had nothing
to talk about. He's getting into it now.
We had nothing to talk about, but now here we go.
I went to Walmart one day, and I walked in, and I saw her. And she saw me. So I darted into the clothes section. And I spent the whole damn day dodging her. She was like walking through the clothes looking for me. I was like dodging behind shit, running down the aisle.
I said nothing. It's going to turn me off anyway. I'm going to come over there and kick your ass. You understand me? I'm going to come over there, shove my foot so far up your ass. ass. Good. Leave it there.
Okay, never mind. I'll let y'all talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Y'all go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
We're listening to you. Yeah, he's just being a smart ass.
Okay, you can go. You're on.
I think we need to take that keyboard away from him.
Donnie, go. Your mic's on.
Go, Donnie.
Your mic. My hands are nowhere near the board. You're on.
You need to stand up and go away.
Go.
You pissed him off now.
Donnie, you're on. Here, I'll turn mine on. You're on.
So how was that Bob today? About Bob, you know, he's a dick.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, go on with your story. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I dodged her. Was dodging her all day. She, like, came behind a counter and, like, tackled my ass. I'm serious.
And
she
you're complaining?
Yeah, she, like, grabbed my ass. Cause I was, like,
and you're
dodging.
Complaining?
And she, yeah, I'm complaining. I was taken, man. I'm still taken. Anyway, I was like behind.
He's taken.
I was like,
6 o'clock, Donnie. 6 o'clock.
Anyway, I get behind like a shelf. I showed up was there at 6 o'clock too. Boy. I got me some later on than that too. I was laying the roof.
I'm gonna throw something at you. I swear.
She said, like ran behind the shelf and just went. Poof. I was like, I've been trying to dodge the whole day at Walmart. I swear, I'm going to Walmart after this.
Why are you going home to watch after this?
I'm going home to watch the race.
Why? All right, we'll go to Walmart together.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All three of us, okay.
Yeah.
We'll hold hands and skip down the aisle.
Yeah!
Donnie's into it. Chris is like, no.
I'll walk around Walmart with y'all, but the holding hands, I'll take pictures.
Dude, right. I did that.
Yes, you have AIDS. Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS. You have the AIDS. You got that when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Okay.
You really need to get your damn sound effects ready.
Dude. Okay, I got a question.
What?
I was watching Forrest Gump last night.
Yes, he's gay.
I love you, Danny.
Anyway, Forrest Gump, she walked in a room and was about to fuck me. He goes, Jenny, what are you doing with my pater, Jenny?
Jenny,
that feels good, Jenny.
I love you,
okay,
Danny.
Didn't she have AIDS?
Yeah.
I think so.
Then how come he
didn't
No,
she had hepatitis.
Why didn't he get AIDS?
I don't know.
Or hepatitis.
Maybe because he's such a dumbass he was able to...
Holy shit!
Speakerphone. Turn our mics off.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm at a radio show.
Oh, I'm on the radio, I know.
No, we haven't started yet.
Oh, good. I love you.
How's
church?
Well, I didn't go.
You didn't go?
I was asleep.
Hi. Hey, I woke you up.
Yeah, but I went back to sleep.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
We're leaving the beach.
Already?
So good. You hear me?
Oh, I thought y'all said y'all were leaving to come home.
No.
Oh,
baby. Did I get your house up for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Come on to the other side.
She better hope she never
we
done
be
with
back
this.
In time for me to see you tomorrow, though, okay?
Okay.
I told Mama that I really wanted to see you. I wanted to like come home a few minutes, you know, well, a little bit early so I could see you.
Okay.
But I love you.
Love you.
And I'm fixing to go to Aunt Noreen's house and Aunt Noreen's getting ready to throw my mom a surprise party.
Okay.
But I love you.
Love you.
Alright.
Have fun today.
Michelle.
I miss you too.
And I guess I'll talk to you later, okay? I can't wait till we can go to the beach next week or whatever week it is. Water felt really good. You have no idea. And I hate the beach. The water felt so good. But anyway, I love you.
Love you.
Why are y'all laughing at me?
I'm not. They're being stupid.
Stop throwing that at me!
What?
Stop it, Chris.
I love you, baby.
Love you.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. Y'all, I was trying not to laugh so bad.
Oh man, you better hope she never listens to this show.
I'm not joking.
Somebody's gonna walk up to her one day and be like, "Oh, I heard you on the Entitled Show." Wait, what?
Three times.
Oh, you. The water felt so good.
Oh, baby, I miss you.
That's sad.
Isn't that special?
Did that hurt, man?
Did it crush any?
Are you okay?
No. Damn it. Oh, my God. He tried to headbutt a Coca-Cola can to smash it. Hold on. Let me get a camera ready for this. Hold on.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Go.
Oh!
Take the headphones off.
Fuck his nuts. Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Man.
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! I bet that felt good, didn't it? How did that feel, Donnie?
Wonderful.
Talking to the mic, you dummy.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal.
I did a little bit.
Not worth mentioning, though.
Yeah, well, let's see you do better.
I'm trying to stay hidden.
Chris is trying to hold that can, boy.
Oh, man, that was good.
I'm trying to hide my evident identity.
Okay, the camera's down.
Okay,
it's down.
Hat,
yeah, whatever. It
it's down.
Like it.
Camera's down.
Uh huh, sure.
The camera's down.
I don't trust you. See, I knew it.
Beautiful.
I feel like I'm picking my nose at the mic.
Okay. Anyway.
I can still hear you, I swear.
You'll be able to see that video on the entitledshow.net.
My hand hurts now. Look. I got a ring.
You
on
did it,
it,
you dummy.
There's Coke all over your
pot
table.
Candy maker sued by Hershey.
Pot candy, what?
Hershey Company is suing a man in San Jose, California, convicted of selling marijuana laced candy that resembled their products. Hershey is seeking $100,000 in damages from Kenneth Offler, who was sentenced to 70 months in prison for making and selling products including Stony Rancher hard candies, Rasta Reese, and Keef Cat, which was packaged to resemble Hershey's products.
Keef Cat.
Jolly Ranchers, Reese Peanut Butter Cups, and Kit Kat Candies. The suit filed by Hershey Company and its trademark company, trademark management subsidiary, Hershey Chocolate and Confectionery Corporation, May 10th, alleges trademark infringement, trademark dilution, and unfair competition.
Queef Cups.
Unfair competition!
Yeah, he would whoop their ass if you ever got up and going.
Mm-hmm.
Queef Cups.
This show's only going to be an hour this week. We're going back to our regular 60-minute show.
Okay.
He got Queef Cups and pink elephant flamingos and shit. You want to see pink elephants? Eat this. This is a pink elephant chocolate.
Keith Richards was left dazzled at the premiere of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End on last Saturday, describing the glitzy Disneyland event as being like a flashback acid trip. The Rolling Stones guitarist, who has cameo in the new sequel, enjoyed the fireworks at the California premiere. He said, "I feel like I'm on sort of flashback acid trip. Disneyland is all about the imagination and that sort of psychedelia, can go in any direction, can it? It can be quite dark, and it can be quite light and perfect here at the happiest place on earth with the giant mice." Can you imagine Keith Richards writing "It's a Wonderful World"?
What the hell was that?
That's Thomas being stupid. It's a small world after all. It's a small Keith Richards acid trip watching a movie. That'd be pretty awesome, going through an acid trip watching a movie.
Like, they say watching Fantasia.
Yeah!
Is the
fuck
message.
Yeah! Watching what?
Fantasia. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah.
That no. Somebody had to be on an acid trip to have that. Flying. Come on, flying whales. I'm late. Especially at the very end.
Yeah.
That's an acid trip.
That and damn Alice in Wonderland with the invisible cat. And
that is definitely an acid trip.
So, you guys got anything else?
Got a dick in my britches. You want to play with it?
No.
You quit laughing. You were like, hey, no. Are you sure?
Anything?
Sure?
Anyone?
You sure?
Can you see that paper?
Why?
Because I want to see it.
Are you sure?
I've read everything on it.
Are you sure you don't want to play with it?
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
How about the shit on your phone they be sending you?
I don't get anything on my
fortunes
phone.
Fortunes and shit.
I never get anything on my phone.
You actually read the little double stars?
The double stars is like some, it's like a little joke that the guys I get my information from give me.
Give you?
Didn't you play that last time, Donnie?
It's our new ending.
Yeah. That's going to be his theme song. If I can ever get my shit working.
Well, I think that's it for us, isn't it?
I don't know. I ain't got nothing.
You got anything, Donnie?
Turn that down in there.
What the hell is that?
So how was the download rate for the last one anyway? Let's
well, that's one thing that I got to get to. Will you stop with all that? Close that door, Thomas. Will you stop with that? Donnie.
It's an acid trip. It's an acid trip.
Okay, the download rate, the website, it's been downloaded.
Acid trip! Pink elephant.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
How do you like all my stripping music I got?
Your girlfriend strips to that, don't she?
Wow.
Acid trip! Acid trip!
Oh, shit. Anyway, download rate.
The download rate was about...
Acid trip!
The download rate on the website was about 50...
Acid trip!
The download rate on the website was around 15 to 20.
Acid trip! Oh, I'm coughing nuts.
Oh. I don't think we're hearing from much from
my left nuts.
The funny thing is, the first time I kicked, he didn't flinch. I missed. I went back for more. He didn't move.
You went back for more? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, 15 to what?
He lost his mic.
You were saying
it was about 15 to 20, but because of our new alliance with a lot of internet radio stations, they've been playing the show, and I think the numbers were somewhere in the thousands. They've been playing our show on the internet radio station, so we're up in the thousands on the last episode, as far as listeners go.
So why the hell ain't anybody on the goddamn forum?
I've never understood that. It's been a problem ever since we started. You know.
I don't know. I tried to go on there and it kicked me out. It said Q is already a registered user. I said, fuck!
That's because you see penises on the website.
I swear to you, a big-ass penis popped up on the screen. What the hell?
Your buff on there.
Yeah, because you were having an ass trip.
But if you guys are listening to this right as it's being uploaded, it's probably Tuesday because I have a vacation finally.
I got mine coming up pretty soon.
I gotta wait till Tuesday now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't download it anyway.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I downloaded the last one like 5 times.
And I get a whole week off this summer.
Chris was having an acid trip! Acid trip! Acid trip!
I do get a whole week off eventually this summer. I'm so happy.
Not this week, coming week, but the next week I'm on vacation.
I've been on vacation.
No shit. How'd the job thing turn out?
I gotta go talk to the other guy tomorrow.
Yeah, you get fired.
And my
you get fired.
And you gotta talk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got fired.
Uh-oh.
He wants a job.
You do?
I thought we already talked about this.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did talk about this, but...
He got fired.
Some little jerk. Yeah.
Huh?
Some little jerk, yeah. Yeah, he knows.
That figures.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, oh, yes, Donnie.
I want it sticking in my forehead.
Well, we want it sticking in your forehead.
Damn it, man.
Damn you, Mellow Yellow.
Ow!
Ow!
My nuts.
So much for your identity.
Oh, my feet are wet.
We're doing this on air.
Ow. I hurt my hand.
Okay, he's really gonna do it this time.
Oh God!
Oh my God! Children, stop it. Sit down so we can end this show.
I think it's ended.
No, it hasn't. Sit down.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. My balls in my head are...
Oh my God. This is going to be great for the website.
Do I have a ring on my forehead?
You got like...
Oh, man, okay. I think that's it for us. Donnie's still trying to crush the can. Put the mic back up to your face. So you can say goodbye to these idiots.
Let's fuck off.
Wow, that's a great ending. You got any last words there, Donnie?
Head hurt? Balls, my head.
If you want to get lucky, put a rubber on your ducky.
What kind of... What?
You heard me, goddammit.
Donnie's still trying to get his headphones back on.
He can't find them.
There he goes. How are you feeling over there?
Got a headache.
Got a headache.
Time for editing.
Yeah, time for editing. The video will be on thetyshow.net either Tuesday or Wednesday. What?
You feel that vibrating?
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Hallucination!
Join the forums. Forums.thetyshow.net.
It's an acid trip!
It's a trip!
It's an acid trip!
We're all going crazy!
Forums.theentitledshow.net. Go there, join.
Get on the damn forums, bitch.
Or MySpace, myspace.com/theentitledshow. myspace.com/theentitledshow.
Ow.
We'll see you guys next time. Ow. Bye.